Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we are trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. I almost choked on my own breath. I didn't know what was going on there. My bad.
Choking on it, breath.
I'm struggling to breathe, man. I didn't know what to say. I couldn't breathe. I was like, what is going on right now?
Well, if you're new to The Positive Truth, every Monday and Wednesday, we're bringing you 10 positive news stories to brighten up your day, brighten up your week. We got 10 more today. And we do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. This Friday, we're talking about tips to better sleep habits. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. If you want to support the podcast, please give us a 5-star review. Like, share, and subscribe. Share. That helps us out so much. Follow our social medias. They're all down below. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Tim, are you ready for these positive news stories?
Absolutely. You go ahead and get us started.
So, U.S. jobless claims have dropped to a 45-year low.
Oh, yeah?
45-year low, man. Yeah, pretty cool.
Indubitably. Man.
Shout out to inside jokes.
Oh, man. You go ahead and knock out another one, JP.
Okay. So we've been talking about reforestation, right?
Always.
So China is reassigning 60,000 of their troops just to plant trees.
Yo, they're killing the game over there.
Yeah, man. They're planting new forests and covering an area of 84,000 square kilometers, or the size of Ireland.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Man, we need to, like, start some kind of fundraiser where we just go out and plant trees somewhere. Well, man, probably not.
Let's do it when it gets warmer.
Yeah, definitely. Woo. This weather.
I like how it was 60 degrees in Oklahoma City, and I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt on Saturday, and by the time I got off work on Saturday night, it was 20.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was even worse. It was like Friday, we were at indoor track meet, and it felt so nice. We could have been like outside on that track, actually having an outdoor track meet. I got sunburned a little bit on Friday, man. Oklahoma for you. Anyways, let's get back to the positive news story. Man, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about my first one. It's from Chicago. This dude runs this nonprofit called My Block, My Hood, My City. His name is Jamal Cole. And on Twitter, he posted, "Yo, I need 10 volunteers to help me shovel for seniors tomorrow. I'm getting too many emails from elderly folks that need help. Please meet me on 79th Street Red Line Stop at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I got hoodies, hats, and lunch for anybody that wants to come through." So he posted this on Twitter. It gets shared, all that good stuff. The next day he goes out there and there's over 100 people there ready to help him volunteer.
Bro, if you tell me you're feeding me, I'm showing up too.
Man, to go shovel snow?
Oh yeah, for sure. Shovel snow's fun, Tim.
Man, I'm a little dude. I'm not about that life, man. I mean, I'm all about giving back, but man.
Also, it never snows in Oklahoma. It's just like ice.
I know. We ain't shoveling nothing. It's like throwing salt out there. That's what we got to do.
So that's another reason why I like, you know, shoveling snow, because you never get to do it here.
Indeed. But yeah, man, I thought it was pretty dope, man. A bunch of people were sharing his post on Twitter, and they started a GoFundMe, and people are just investing in it all over the place. And I just thought it was really awesome. I mean, I thought the name was amazing. His nonprofit, My Block, My Hood, My City. I thought that was just the dopest thing ever.
Nice. Yeah, I approve of that as well. Where did this happen at?
Chicago.
Oh yeah, they got a lot of snow to shovel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we approve of that. Whenever we get more positive news stories from them, we will keep you informed. My next positive news story is about LA, where there is no snow, but they have set up on their parking meters donations to help the homeless in an outreach program. So parking isn't exactly the greatest in Southern California. That's probably an understatement by me. So these parking meters are set up everywhere. And in every parking meter is just an opportunity for you to donate to the homeless to help with the homeless population. And it's such an easy thing to do. I just wanted to talk about it.
Well, yeah, man, that is pretty awesome. And that definitely is an understatement by you.
About the parking?
Yeah.
So it's like everyone has to do it. You have to find the parking spot first, and it's just an easy way to give back.
Absolutely, man. That's pretty dope. Well, I got my next one. It's actually about a young man with Down syndromes. So basically, he started a million-dollar company whose mission is to spread happiness through socks.
Hold up, so, what? Can we replay? The Down syndrome starts a company. It's worth over $1 million?
Yes, sir.
Did I hear? Okay. So check this out.
So his name is John Lee Cronin, and John is 21 years old. He's always loved socks. He always wore socks to like match his personality and how he felt that day. So in December of 2016, him and his father sat down and they decided to start a store online called John's Crazy Socks. So what they do is they sell through another company. So I believe, what is their website called? I know it's John Crazy Socks. I forgot exactly what the business is called, but basically how it works is they set up a store online and they use other companies that they buy their socks from them, and then they sell through their website. And basically, they sell over 1,500 different types of socks, and they basically profited nearly $2 million in revenue this past year. Mark, who's his father, believes the company has been successful because it focuses on three main principles: provide hope and inspiration, give back, and excellent customer service at all times. I mean, to me, this is amazing. The fact that it's a million-dollar company and a young man with Down syndrome decided this is what he wanted to do, something he's very passionate about. I'm in awe and in shock and all that good stuff.
Oh, I agree with him, though. Socks are the best. Socks are the best Christmas present.
Man, so, yeah. And dude, they're amazing Christmas presents. They're like the best accessory to running, too, by the way. And yes, everything goes back to running with me, JP.
But can you imagine doing an athletic event without a good pair of socks?
Absolutely not.
Can you imagine working all day without a good pair of socks?
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, like, the only thing I can imagine doing all day without a good pair of socks is just staying in bed and sleeping. Everything else needs socks.
Indubitably.
We should do an Appreciation of Socks Friday episode. Hashtag sarcasm.
Hashtag sarcasm. Hashtag what do you got next?
Okay, Dunkin' Donuts is eliminating foam cups worldwide in 2020.
Dang, why so long? I mean, that's great. But why wait till 2020?
I think it's because it's worldwide. So, like, they're starting in spring 2018, so basically now. And they're running a project, a fiber-based consumer-facing forest initiative standard. They're doing all this stuff to make all their cups basically recyclable. And it's going to take a while to do it worldwide because they don't know how much they need from all these places. So that's why it's going to take so long. But still, pretty awesome.
Yeah, heck yeah. That's dope. And that's dope that you had an explanation for that, too. Nice little fun facts.
Yeah, also, apparently Dunkin' Donuts is open 24/7.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Nah, man. I've always thought, like, all donut places close to, like, 12.
I mean, like, the donuts aren't always fresh, but, yeah, they got, like, breakfast items and stuff there, too.
There's not many Dunkin' Donuts around me.
Yeah, they just built one pretty close to the house. That was a spot for a while. I like to wear things out. But on to my next positive news story. So this is this one's actually pretty dope. When I read this, I was like, what just happened there? So this woman, she had to cancel her appointment with an HVAC company, which I didn't know what HVAC was. Call me dumb. It is what it is. But basically, it's a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning company. So she had to cancel her appointment because she had to pick her son up from school. He was sick. And she called at the last minute and was like, hey, I apologize. I have to cancel with you guys. I have a sick kid at home, and I just really don't have time for that. So she went about her day taking care of her kid, was at home, and the doorbell rang a few hours later. And at the door was a bouquet of flowers, and they were sent from the HVAC company.
Say what?
Yeah, man. The letter say? Basically, I hope your child is feeling better. I hope your child is feeling better soon. That's all that it said. That's all that the card said with the flowers. And that was it. And it said from that HVAC company.
Still nice, though.
Yeah, man, it's absolutely dope. Like, the fact that they didn't ask, like, hey, let's reschedule or anything like that. They just sent you some flowers because you have a sick kid at home. That's excellent customer service, and it's, like, the sweetest thing ever.
Also, flowers aren't cheap.
I know, man, especially around this time of the year. Woo!
I would ask if you're going to get Edna flowers, but she's probably listening, so keep that one on the down low.
Man, she told me I didn't have to give her flowers if I got her chocolate-covered strawberries.
Okay, win, Tim, win. You're going to get her all the chocolate-covered strawberries.
I know, right? I'm going to have to take this trip up to the north side somewhere.
Did you get chocolate-covered strawberries?
Yeah, she wants, like, the specific kind.
Oh.
You know, she's pregnant, too, so, you know. It's like, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you like football, right?
To an extent, yeah, for sure. I mean, I hate it because, you know, the whole CTE thing, but I did grow up loving it, so.
Do you know of the Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker named Ryan Shazier?
No, sir.
So he suffered a spine injury 2 months ago, and basically he went from fully paralyzed legs to having some feelings in his legs to being able to stand and walk with assistance all in 2 months, and he just went to a Pittsburgh Penguins hockey game, and he stood up at the game. And it's pretty inspiring.
It's pretty dope. You got a video to it?
Yes. It's more of a GIF. 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 Yeah, it's more of a GIF. That's what it's called.
Is it GIF? I don't know what it was.
It is GIF. I can't believe I said GIF.
I'll be saying GIF in my head. That helps you anyways.
But yeah.
My bad. That's pretty dope. I definitely would like to see that, though, for sure.
If you just Google it, his last name is Ryan, Shazier. It's the first thing that pops up with a longer video with sound.
Yeah, I bet if you just put that in YouTube, we could find it for sure. That's pretty dope.
Absolutely. How many more do you have left, Tim?
I have one more. How many do you have?
Un mas.
Cool. I'll go ahead and rip out my last one. So I have a teacher here by the name of Chelsea Haley. She is 24 years old. So she joined TFA, which is Teachers for America, in 2013. TFA, basically what it is, it's like this organization that, like, basically invites you to go somewhere else out of your community that needs, like, to these inner city schools that actually need good teachers to go over there and teach, right? And I have friends that are TFA, and like, as a matter of fact, I coach with people that are a part of TFA. They're really good people, and they have a passion for kids. So this story right here, when I read it, I was like, yo, this is something I definitely have to talk about here on The Positive Truth. So Chelsea, she's 24 years old. She's with TFA. She's out of her community into a brand new community. It's a complete culture shock, you know? Like, you could be from, you know, somewhere in the valley in California, and then all of a sudden you're in the hood in Compton. Like, that's how big of a difference it is for some of these people. And basically what happens is Chelsea goes and she starts teaching. She has this 12-year-old kid, and he is so terrible, she contemplated about not teaching anymore. She didn't want to do this. She was about to quit because of how bad this kid was. And what happened next was just amazing. So she ended up getting to know this kid a little bit better. She signed up for TFA, renewed her contract because she started falling in love with teaching and falling in love with this kid and getting to know more about his personal life. And long story short, she ended up adopting Jerome and his one-year-old little brother because they lived in poverty with their grandparents and their birth mother, who basically couldn't take care of the boys anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
For retrospect, well, not for retrospect, for perspective, most people that do Teach for America are like under 25. It's something you do out of college. It's like younger.
Exactly.
So it's not something, this isn't like a 40-year-old person doing this. So that's even more awesome.
Absolutely, man. At 24 years old, you decide to take on two kids that, you know, like, you're not like, oh, I'm going to be your legal guardian. This is full-fledged. I'm going to take care of you guys until you're 18 and put you on the right path. I mean, to me, that's awesome that she had that kind of passion for her kids, that she fell in love and saw the struggle that they're going through and decided to help out. I think that's amazing.
It was also the kid that was going to make her quit. That's not giving up. That's a good teacher.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't beat that positivity, Tim, but I do have a story about a rapper. And for the first time ever, it's not Chance the Rapper.
I got excited for a second. Ah, oh, who is it?
So there's this rapper. His name's Aubrey Graham. Most people call him Drake.
Ah.
And basically, he appeared at a Miami high school. It's called the Miami Senior High School in South Florida. And the film, basically, he has a song out called God's Plan. Pretty sure it's number one in the country right now.
Right.
And he let the students appear as a visual. But he also donated $25,000 to the institution. And he surprised the student with a $50,000 scholarship.
Wow.
And yeah, I think it's awesome. Basically, her name was Destiny James. She got a picture with him, all this. You know, Drake, well, if you know anything about Drake, he's kind of a bandwagon sports person, so he showed up in a Miami University hoodie. He was throwing up the U and everything, which is just, like, I don't even watch college sports, but I just kind of find it funny, because Drake's just, like, the biggest sports fan of whatever town he's in.
That's true. That's definitely his swag.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
There's everything wrong with that. Commit.
But yeah, I just thought it was absolutely awesome. So that's what we're talking about. It.
For sure. I didn't know Drake was donating money like that for scholarships and stuff, so that's pretty dope.
There's a lot of people of color doing a lot of positive things in the community that doesn't get talked about. But every time they slip up, it gets talked about way too much. And that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
That is our 10th positive news story. We will be back on Wednesday with 10 more positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote, or do you want me to read out the basketball book quote again?
I do have a quote. Okay. And the quote is, a diamond is a chunk of coal that did well under pressure.
There's a quote in this book. It says, pressure breaks pipes or makes diamonds, by Robert Horry.
Ha, take that, world. So stay patient out there, stay composed, and whatever you're going through, keep fighting because you're a diamond.
Absolutely. We'll be back on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.